now, though, we'll stop down for the observation deck with Kevin Landrum, and this is brought to us by our friends at Tylock George Eye Care.
Thank you, Ryan.
Thank you, Lando.
Good morning to you. Good morning to you, Daddy.
Good morning, Lando.
And good morning to the listeners, as well as the crew today, yeah. Tyler, Dylan, and Will. Good Tuesday. Now, I'm a big fan of odd sports traditions.
Generic.
That's fair. It is odd, but I like odd sports stories, bizarre things that happen in the world of sports. I wouldn't necessarily call this bizarre, as Wimbledon is currently ongoing. That is a tournament that is steeped in traditions. You can go, of course, you got the grass court. There's always a bunch of celebrities. You have the royal box. Over 1,000 applicants apply to be a girl or a boy. You have, of course, Rufus the Hawk, which is one of the coolest things in sports. Patrolling the grounds is your hawk that takes down pigeons.
Why can't they train him to bring back tennis balls?
Okay, I had the same thought.
Well, I'd be down to see that. That'd be entertaining.
And I think if you argue with the officials, the hawk is allowed to attack you. I think we should make this happen.
Could a hawk grab a tennis ball by the husk and bring it back?
Oh, yeah.
To a ball boy or ball girl. You could actually eliminate the need for ball boys and ball girls.
You just have ball hawks.
Ball hawks,
I love
yeah.
the idea of including falconing into Wimbledon. Yeah. That's a really fun thought.
Other traditions, of course, of Wimbledon, the white uniforms, which I found out. Do you know why they make them wear white?
I'm not aware.
So that they don't sew sweat stains.
Okay.
They've been a little bit lax recently. They've allowed them to have different color undergarments.
Yeah, they've let them mix it up. Slightly.
Lucky.
How are they checking that? They do underwear check at Wimbledon?
Yeah.
Employees walking in. All right, drop your pants.
Yeah, let's see them. See them britches. You also have minimal advertising, which is something that we need in all sports, as I just love it when in the fifth inning of a baseball game, after a commercial break, we have to step aside to show the other smaller ad.
Don't forget, kickoff.
Yeah.
The ad right before kickoff. Kickoff, the ad right after kickoff.
Yeah.
And then we get into the game.
Other traditions, of course, the alcohol. You have the famous Pimm's Cup, which started in 1971, a gin cocktail, which has started other sporting events, but is a big player at this. They sell over 300,000 of these cocktails at Wimbledon each year.
Is that big across the pond? Because I know we have, like, the mint julep, I guess, is our equivalent here.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Or big cocktail that everybody knows on one specific day, but I don't really
and
get
and tied
a
to a specific event.
Yeah, I don't. As a bartender, I never got questions about Pimm's Cup or anything like that, though.
How many British people did you meet?
At least three.
At least three.
Well, yeah, there's okay. the one British family that I took care of that one time. But so I didn't know. I didn't ask, hey, are you from the UK every single time I went to a table.
And the other big tradition at Wimbledon is strawberries.
Strawberries and cream. Yep.
This is a tradition that started all the way back in 1877 when Wimbledon began. They weren't really sure how it started. They suspect that in the early years, it was when the strawberry season was short. It just happened to coincide with the championships. So let me see these numbers here. They sell $3.20 per serving of 10 strawberries. They sell...
I'm sorry, $3.20... For 10 strawberries? That's a great deal, actually. Hold
Not
up.
Bad.
The club goes through 2 tons or 4,000 pounds of strawberries every single day.
How much do you think Jerry would charge for 10 strawberries over at the Death Star?
Let's see. Strawberries and cream, what they serve, I'm going minimum $8.
Yeah. A bajillion dollars.
Probably, actually.
Maybe, Norm.
Last year, they sold 28 tons of strawberries during the last 2 weeks of the tournament. This year, they anticipate that they will sell 35 tons. They're very specific about how they do this. They ship their strawberries in every single morning from Kent. They ship the cream in from Lancaster in northern England every day. And, you know, this is a big deal. And one player... As I believe she is on to the quarterfinal. Yes, tomorrow. Poland's Iga Świątek.
Świątek.
I suck at tennis names. Every single ticker I do at tennis when I have to ask DJ how to pronounce it.
Nailed it.
Well, she has an interesting take on strawberries at Wimbledon. As after her match earlier in the week, the five-time Grand Slam champion, mentioned that she eats strawberries with pasta and a bit of yogurt.
What? Okay, no. But no other sauce, right?
No.
So she's saying...
Yeah, it's not like on top of tomato sauce.
Right, pasta and marinara with strawberries and yogurt.
Okay, pasta and yogurt, I could kind of see that. Because pasta in and of itself is generally kind of a bland thing that is enhanced by whatever you put on it.
But yogurt? Also, hold on, the type of pasta matters.
Apparently it's a wheat pasta.
Okay.
That's not what I mean.
I don't know if it's like penne
spaghetti,
or whatever.
Spaghetti, penne, rigatoni, fettuccine, linguine, angel hair. Like, matters.
Okay.
She did post on her Instagram account a picture of a bowl of pasta and strawberries. I just don't know. I just don't have
the
picture.
I don't have Instagram. Look myself.
She's such a big fan of this, and apparently this is a big dish in Poland. In her on-court interview, she said, "You guys should try pasta, strawberries, and yogurt." Is how passionate that she feels about this. Any interest in this? Because to me, that sounds disgusting.
I mean,
she's got
like
shells. It's shells with yogurt and strawberries.
I was wondering if she went bow tie, farfalle.
Okay, you know what? If I was going to pick a pasta for this disgusting combination, shells is actually a pretty good choice.
Yeah, because it holds some of the cream. You get some of the juices from the strawberries in it.
Yeah.
I could see that working.
That's a decent choice, but it's still completely unhinged.
But like a wheat pasta, I might be willing to try it just because, like I said, plain pasta doesn't have a lot of flavor to it. There's not much there.
No, but I think it's more of a, we associate pasta with more of a hearty dish.
We do.
And incorporating a sweet fruit or a berry, I guess, into it seems odd, but in Poland, it's normal.
It's different.
It's just something I'd never even heard of before.
Boy, now I'm going to have to go and get like a box of shells and cheese and swap that out with go-gurt or something like that.
Is this something that your wife wanted when she was pregnant?
No. Yeah, the wife actually didn't have that many crazy
cravings.
There was one time where she sent me to the store and she's like, "Look, I just need a whole cantaloupe." And so I walk in and walk out with one whole cantaloupe. So overall, if that's the craziest thing that happened, I think that is actually pretty solid.
One other note on the Wimbledon and the strawberries. Thank you, Mark. That when they ship in all the strawberries, if they're even deformed a little bit, they just throw them away.
Yeah, I would hope they would find something better to do with them, just throw them out.
Nope.
But
kick them to the curb.
Make smoothies. Do something. But
they
have
a whole team of people filtering through the strawberries that ship to Wimbledon.
I mean, I would think the strawberries and cream at Wimbledon, you're talking about the big red juicy suckers that are, they're using the pristine ones.
Yes. It's all about maintaining appearances.
Right.
Anyway, that interesting. Świątek plays tomorrow in the quarterfinal against Samsonova.
I hope she has a large bowl of
a celebratory
linguine yogurt strawberry to go with that.
I think before this week of shows is over, we should all try this.
I think you will be alone in that.
Probably. Cups.
That is just...
I don't know. I'd be willing to give it a try.
All right.
What's the weirdest thing you would put on a pasta?
The weirdest thing? Probably the weirdest thing. I've never done any kind of a dessert pasta. I know they exist.
Dessert pasta?
I mean, I've never... That's what this strikes me
like
as.
A cobbler?
Like a dessert pasta.
Squid ink is my answer for the weirdest thing.
What?
Squid ink.
Squid
weird things
squid
on pasta.
Okay, squid ink?
That is kind
squid
of...
Ink.
Squid ink pasta is big
it
over
was
in
really
the
good.
Eastern Hemisphere.
Huh. Man.
Okay, that's a new one on me.
It's a cultured thing.
Yeah, Dylan's more cultured than you, apparently.
All right. That's fine.
Well, that's your deck.
All right.